Welcome to Postcast, where the Utah Jazz beat the LA Clippers in their signature win of the season, and Donovan Mitchell's the best player on the floor with the best player in the league, maybe on the floor. We're talking about it coming up on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store at 6200 South and 20th East. Get all your holiday shopping there, as well as the Gateway location right next to the arena across from the Children's Museum. Great place to grab your lunch in the afternoon. Rob Boone is along with me. I'm David Locke. This is Postcast. Thanks very much for tuning in. We are coming to you live and looking forward to taking all your questions. Ron, let's start there. What's your thought on this one tonight?
You know, I thought we saw something special tonight, especially after being down 10 and then coming back in that second quarter and getting 39 points in that second quarter. I thought we saw something special by the way the Jazz went about their business of getting it done. Had some very good scoring, but the just not giving up on the game plan and, you know, giving themselves a chance to win the basketball game. The number one goal when you're on the road is to give yourself a chance to win. I mean, just don't get blown off the floor to the point where you're giving up in the third quarter or early in the fourth quarter. And the Jazz hung right in there. And then the rest is history because Donovan Mitchell just took it over.
All right, let's get into Donovan Mitchell here for a second. Tim Lacombe on the radio postgame just pointed out he's great. I've gotten texts from people that are great basketball minds. Just the dude's legit. He went head-to-head with Dame Lillard the other night. He went head-to-head tonight with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. He's being defended by some of the best defensive players in the league. He's in, but more than anything else, he's in control at a level we've never seen him late in games.
And this is what I see, because he has learned how, I mean, everyone's going to defend him different. So he's learning how to take advantage of the opportunities has and make adjustments to when on how people are defending, if you understand what I mean. Every team or every player is not going to defend him the same way. And he's making those adjustments in the course of the basketball game and taking advantage of it. You know, he really turned Paul George and Kawhi Leonard around a couple of times by when they were going over the top, and then the rescreen, they come in underneath and he pulls up and knocks down a three-point shot. Or he gets into the paint and shoots a little push shot there in the middle of the floor. So he's really learning how to make himself just get the job done, you know, if you understand what I'm talking about.
All right. The Jazz have a few superstars on this team. One of them is Donovan Mitchell. Rudy Gobert's impact on Kawhi Leonard and Paul George tonight was incredible. Kawhi goes 6 of 24. Paul George goes 6 of 20. I talk about it all the time. He bent their shot charts. They didn't get the shots they wanted. There's another superstar on this team, and it's Quinn Snyder and his coaching staff. Absolutely. And their work tonight was marvelous.
It was totally marvelous. I mean, everything that they went through this morning seemed to – play into how they played tonight and how they won the basketball game. And I was just so impressed with that. We had a ton of notes that we probably didn't even get a chance to get to about little things that they wanted to make sure that happened out there on the floor, from the positions and angles of screens and, you know, it's all of those things that plays in to winning a basketball game. Another thing that was concern, especially of mine here in that first quarter, was the rebounding. They gave up a lot of offensive rebounds. That was a big concern. But Rudy only had six or seven rebounds, something like that. But they had to come; those rebounds had to come from somewhere else, and I thought Royce O'Neal done a great job with that.
There were so many little – you win a game like this by making plays. Emmanuel Mudiay sneaks behind Zubac, knocks the ball away.
Yes.
Rudy Gobert and Joe Ingles play a two-man game. Paul George is going under the pick on Ingles, and they re-screen it so he gets a three. The Jazz execute switching so that Lou Williams ends up on Donovan. There are so many winning plays tonight.
Yeah, it's so many winning plays, and you can see how the Jazz are taking advantage of the game plan, taking advantage of things that they work on. And it's amazing when Quinn talks about certain things that will happen out there on the floor and you need to take advantage of this, and then all of a sudden there it is, and you automatically know what to do in situations like that. And I think that's what we're seeing. You really have to enjoy Joe Ingles right now, the way he's playing, the confidence level that he's playing with. And I think the best thing that probably has happened to this team is Joe Ingles in the starting lineup.
We are shattering our records right now for the season on Postcast. So thanks for tuning in live on Locked On Live on Facebook, Locked On Live on Twitch, Locked On Live on YouTube, also Locked On Sports on Facebook and on Periscope. Thanks so much. We are shattering the numbers. Fans are excited after the signature win of the season. Our chat room has gone ballistic. There's absolutely no chance we make the bus and get to all the chats. Let me touch on a few of them. Obviously, the Jordan Clarkson impact. Mammoth. The bench tonight, Jordan Clarkson plays 25 minutes. He's plus one. He has 19 points. What'd you see?
What I see is something that I talked about just the other night. And I love his game. Why? Because, David, he's a threat. I love guys that's a threat, guys that are coming off the bench, and I think Quinn's going to love him as well, because he's a guy that he can go to and make some things happen out there on the floor. And he's really going to help this basketball team. The big thing is, he enjoys being here. He likes this system. He wants to be here. And that's going to really make a difference in his play.
And, I mean, what an opening two nights for him to have an impact on things. And we've talked about this with Clarkson. His career, he has played 28 games all his whole career for a team that wasn't gosh awful.
Yeah.
I mean, his teams he's played on won less games than college teams. And now he's playing on a team that's good. He's been impactful. He talked to Ty Lue before the game, his former coach, about how much he loves where he is right now, how excited he is about the way we do things. You saw him at shoot-around, completely engaged, and we're going to see him have an impact on this team.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm standing there. You know, we kind of separate when we're watching shoot-arounds, because that way we compare notes, you know, a little bit later and see what we saw. But I saw him sitting at the film session, and I'm sure that's something that the other teams that he's played on never goes through. I mean, they're sitting there watching film and going over things, and that was probably something totally new to him, and he had to be very impressed with it.
Hey, other superstar, you can get up here and pop on. Craig Bowlerjack, feel free to pop up here. We're talking about all the superstars in the Jazz organization. You're right there. I think you had to listen to me more than you wanted to come around here so we can get you on this mic also.
I heard you a few times, but it was...
I heard you a little more than you wanted. I tried to change it in the second half. I was unaware until halftime. Apologize for this. You heard a little bit more of me on the TV broadcast than they wanted.
One thing about you, David, though, your voice, you know, it's a good thing. We both got in trouble as kids.
But he wasn't screaming, though. That was his normal.
Too loud, man. I know. We all got in trouble as kids for being too loud.
Bowler and I shared this. I asked Bowler the other day if he got in trouble in class talking all the time also, because I did, too.
Well, all the time.
All right, what did you think of this one?
Oh, I thought it was brilliant. Look, where the Jazz were and where they are now is just like night and day. I don't want to overplay it. It's one game, but... You know, we said it tonight, I think you guys did too, it had to be a much-needed signature win, which has not occurred yet really for the Jazz. I mean, the Milwaukee win maybe, but this is a road win where the Clippers had the best home record in the West. Only two defeats to Milwaukee and Houston, and now add the list and put the Jazz on that list. So I thought it was brilliant. Donovan, again, clutch. I thought, you know, Rudy had moments, but also Jordan Clarkson, guys, I'm telling you, I know it's a two-game sample size, and I know you're about sample size, but it looks like a great fit for this franchise because he's better defender, and he's a hustler, and he's a very athletic guard that can move the floor.
Well, there's a really interesting thing that's happened here, and I hadn't brought this up before, but if you go back to 2 years ago, Joe Johnson is kind of not hitting, and his plus-minus is awful, and we trade him. And we go on a run. And last year, Rodney Hood's plus minus, or maybe it was 2 years ago with Rodney Hood, was just terrible, and we trade him. And last year, AB's plus minus was not good, and we move him. This is the third year in a row where we've had a player whose plus minus was just awful. And it will be interesting to see. I actually don't love that stat in a short period of time. It's because there's too much other noise to it.
Yeah.
But it would be really interesting if this is now what happened, because when we lost the last game, Jeff Green was like minus 24 in 17 minutes. And tonight, that Manuel Mudiay's wasn't great, but Jordan Clarkson's was good. And so you see that. The other one, to your point of how much we've grown, last time we play them, it's tied with 4:12 left, and the Clippers go on a 19-8 run to close the game. Tonight, it's 103-102 with 7 minutes left, and we go on a 17-5 run to close the game. Exact opposite of last time.
And I tell you what, too, Booner, I mean, you have to also appreciate the defense tonight by Royce O'Neal, I think, on Kawhi. And I thought there was a lot of frustrations with Paul George as well. He had a couple of, four or five minute runs that kind of hurt the Jazz. But I thought there was some tremendous defense played at times. We couldn't grab an offensive rebound, by the way, in the first half of play. That was a huge issue. But the Utah Jazz overcame it. And, you know, getting back to your point, I know it's a stat you don't like to talk about, but it's intriguing. And I was going to ask Booner, when you have players traded and also a player waived, the impact, and it looks like the Jazz, almost the message is, we've got to do something to get this franchise where it should be. And when players depart, it's an emotional time, but it looks like it also may have been a force for the Jazz to use to their favor.
Well, you have a player like Dante, who's probably a favorite, and the guys got along with him very, very well. But you get to the point, Craig, is when a guy gets traded, then they understand that, you know, this is a business.
Sure.
And they also understand that, you know, very few players get to stay with one franchise their whole career. And so Donovan was only going to get better by going somewhere else because there was no room for
Dante.
Him. Dante, I'm sorry. By going somewhere else. And there was no room for him to play on this team right now.
I'm going to be less polite here. You know what else players know?
What?
They know all the things we're talking about, and they're talking about them also.
Right?
When the bench is terrible, they're talking about it.
Sure.
They're asking us at times, what do you think needs to get fixed with the bench?
Right.
They're perfectly aware. So they see that trade, and they like Dante, and the message is, we're here to help you,
right.
Both our coaching staff and the front office, and they've reacted appropriately. Big win. We got a bus to catch, boys. We could talk forever. We'd love to.
Thanks for
everybody in the live audience. We shattered our records tonight. The numbers are a mammoth on Locked On Live on
keep
both
your voice down.
Everything. Sorry. Yeah. These people over here, by the way, in the second half, these people over here thought I was so obnoxious because every big call I turned that direction to try to knock it on top of your broadcast.
Were they throwing stuff at you?
They should have because I felt like I was being such a jerk. All right. See you, everybody. What a great win.